mystery is my hobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barton Drake speaking. For tonight's drama, I've selected case history number 115 from my book, Mystery is My Hobby. I call it The Case of the 65 Women.
Now, do not worry, ma chérie. Many times I have fought the Boche, and each time I have returned victorious.
But your good fortune, mon brave capitaine, it will not hold out forever.
It is not my good fortune, Annette. It is my skill.
Oui, I know. But just the same, I have brought you something. Something to guard and protect you while you are fighting in the sky.
Anything of yours, my dear wife, I will gladly carry.
It is the Medal of Saint Christophe. Here, take it and wear it forever next to your heart.
Merci, ma chérie. And now one petit kiss, huh?
Oh, you will be so careful.
We do not be afraid, little one. And now I go, eh?
I will be here waiting, Maurice. Let us Saint Christophe protect me. Bring him back to me. Bring him back. My brave man. He is so wonderful. Mon Dieu! The Messerschmitt! Let us Saint Christophe. He is wearing your medal. Help him. Make him victorious. Mon Dieu, he is hit! My husband, he is hit!
Madame, do not go in your direction.
But my husband, he is there. He's not in
sight. I am sorry, madame, but anything in that lane will be burnt to a crisp.
Barton Drake strolled easily along as he traversed the four-block-long pier shed where the Queen Elizabeth was in the process of being docked in New York. Inspector Noah Danton, huddled to his ears in his heavy overcoat, which gave scant protection against the icy draft that penetrated the walls of the barn-like structure, took a hop, skip, and a jump to catch up and get in step.
What's your hurry, Bart?
Oh, no hurry, Inspector, but please don't mince along.
I gotta come down here to pick up a prisoner, but why you're coming down here on a day like this is beyond me.
Oh, I have sentimental reasons, Inspector.
Yeah.
I was on the maiden trip of the Queen Elizabeth. I just wondered if the old girl looked the same.
You can see the pictures in the paper in the morning.
She's docked, Inspector. Better hurry. We still have nearly a block to go.
Oh, I'm in no rush. The fellow I'm after isn't going anywhere. That is, except with me.
Who is this chap you're picking up, Inspector?
Full of the name of Burlingame Birdie.
An Englishman?
Obviously. Only he made the mistake of floating some fake stocks in New York.
And you had him extradited,
didn't you? Yeah. Traded him for a Brooklyn mug who slit a dame's throat in Piccadilly Circus.
So there's lend-lease and crime, too, eh, Inspector?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, England could have kept this guy.
To each his own, eh? I see what you mean. Now, here we are. Look at her, Inspector. Isn't she beautiful?
Which one? There's a bunch of dames coming down the gangplank.
Not the dames, Inspector. The ship, the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's a pretty good-looking tub.
I'll have to bow to your astute perception, though, Inspector. And the young ladies you mentioned are also very beautiful.
And get a load at the load 'em.
Oh, must be a theatrical troupe. A 50 or 60 at least.
Probably Annette and a French ballet.
You know them, Inspector?
No. I saw them on the passenger list. We always look over those things down at headquarters.
An excellent idea, too. Hey, by George, look at that redhead.
You look at her. I'm going aboard and pick up my prisoner.
You go ahead, Inspector. I'll wait for you here by letter B. This is where our beauties seem to be congregating. B for ballet, I suppose.
Be back in a minute, Bert. And while you're waiting, you might crack us up on your adagio.
Inspector.
Back to the customs, Inspector, please. Open your baggage, please. Open your baggage, young ladies.
You will hurry with the customs, will you not, monsieur? I wish to get Maison Hong to your tail.
Well, with the dispatch as possible, madam, I don't guess we'll have any trouble. Not with you French.
But no. My poor country would have nothing to, how you say, smuggle into your rich land.
Yeah, I'm sure of it, madam.
Monsieur, Yvonne! Look at Yvonne!
Yvonne? Which one's Yvonne?
She's falling!
Hey, wait a minute. See where you're going.
To that poor girl, mister, and don't try to stop
me.
What's the matter, Annette? What's the matter with this girl?
I do not know, monsieur. Only will not someone stop this horrible, horrible thing.
Yes, you're right. It is horrible, Annette. Yvonne is dead.
And now back to Glenn Langan for the second act of Mystery is My Hobby.
The girl is dead, Mademoiselle Annette. From all the signs, she's been poisoned.
But who would do this horrible thing? First it was Marie, then it was Maxine, then Yvette. Now poor little Yvonne.
You mean there's been other deaths with your troop?
Oui, monsieur. Four. All since we sailed from France for your so beautiful America. There were 65 of us. Now there are only 61. This is horrible. Horrible.
Yes, yes, I know. Try and calm yourself, Mademoiselle.
Someone is murdering us one by one.
Hey, boy, what is this? Somebody hurt?
A suicide or a murder, Inspector?
Huh? Well, now, I'll just take over.
Yes, I should think you should. Mademoiselle Annette, this is Inspector Danton of the New York Police.
Bonjour, monsieur.
What's that?
Just good morning, Inspector.
Oh, brother, has she got eyes.
I say, old boy, couldn't you deposit me at your station house or something? I still have my sea legs, you know.
No, you're staying with me, buddy, old boy. Handcuffed right to my arm.
It'd be so embarrassing, you know.
Sure, I know, but I'm not turning you loose. That's how you gave the boys a slip the last time.
Oh, very well.
You're a prisoner, Inspector?
Yep, Burlingame Bertie. This is Barton Drake.
Charmed, old boy.
Thank you.
Now, what's this about a murder, Bart?
I didn't say it was murder.
Now, don't start getting technical. Who was killed?
This young lady, Inspector. Her name was Yvonne.
Oh, poor Yvonne. I admired her, you know.
You knew her?
Oh, goodness, no. Just traveling companions, old boy. The trip over, you know.
Well, don't just stand there, monsieur. Monsieur Drake, please tell your gendarme to do something.
Of course, mademoiselle. Inspector, hadn't you better start your investigation?
No, sure. How was she killed, Bart?
I suspect poison, Inspector.
Where's this girl's baggage, Miss Annette?
Right here on the bench. She was waiting for the customs inspection.
Yeah, we'll just have a look here.
Well, your girls have an excellent wardrobe, mademoiselle.
Yes, monsieur. We managed to salvage a great deal from the war.
Hey, Bart, what's this?
What, Inspector?
This bottle.
Well, read the label, Inspector.
Roll it down. Hey, that's poison stuff.
Yes, I know it is, but it's also widely used by theatrical people for their eyes.
Eyes?
Yes, Inspector. It dilates the pupils, makes the eyes look large and shiny.
Then,
Yes, I'm certain Yvonne used it. Also, our friend Annette here.
But of course, monsieur.
Okay, so Yvonne did use belladonna in her eyes. She could have swallowed some, too. That'd have killed her.
She'd have had to swallow a great deal more than's gone from this bottle. It's a very weak solution, too. Besides that, Inspector, she hasn't the symptoms of belladonna poisoning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Belladonna brings delirium, stupor, and coma before they kick off. Nope, couldn't be the belladonna.
Right, Inspector, the poison used here was one that acted much quicker.
The baggage has all been inspected and cleared, mademoiselle.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. Gentlemen, could we perhaps leave this horrid place and go to the hotel? I'm sure it's much more comfortable.
Yes, I guess that could be arranged. Hey, Inspector?
Sure, just as soon as I make arrangements to send the body down to the morgue.
I say, old boy, how about sending me along with the jolly old corpse? I'm dreadfully fatigued.
Look, Bertie, you're going to stick right with me.
Excellent accommodations you have here, mademoiselle. How did you manage it? What with the housing shortage and all?
I have some rather influential connections, monsieur. That and a little money in the right places.
Apparently you know the right places. Your girl's on this floor, too?
Oui, monsieur. Hmm?
Could I possibly lie down, old boy?
You'll sit right where you are, connected to me.
Mademoiselle, down at the pier you mentioned the fact that three other of your girls had met death on the voyage over. Would you please give us the details?
Well, certainly. First it was Marie. Then Maxine.
How were they killed?
Poison, monsieur, poison.
There was another one, wasn't there?
Oui, poor Yvette. She was lost overboard. Now, little Yvonne, oh, monsieur, you must do something.
We will. You can depend on that.
Well, mademoiselle, there's not much we can do until...
Monsieur, I must correct you. I am not mademoiselle. I am madame. Madame Annette Bouvray.
Oh, your husband, monsieur Bouvray?
Dead, monsieur. Killed in the Great War.
Well, I'm sorry, madame.
It was horrible. I saw him shot down before my very eyes. Shot down in flames by the terrible German.
No. Madame, you mustn't. It's all over now. You must remember that he died fighting for the country he loved.
Forgive me, monsieur. You are right. My brave capitaine would not have me grieve. Ah, monsieur, at least I have this to carry as a constant memoir of my husband.
What's that?
His St. Christophe medal. I had given it to him that very day. It was the only thing rescued from the ashes of his flame.
Yes, I understand. That medal must be very precious to you indeed. By the way, Inspector, as I started to say, there's very little more we can do until we have a report on the autopsy of poor Yvonne.
I left word down at headquarters for them to call me here when they got it.
Oh? Well, I guess we'll have to sit around and wait, then.
I say, could we perhaps prevail on the fair madame to serve a spot of tea?
The only spot you're going to get, Bertie, is a spot of bread and water, and that'll be down at the jailhouse.
Then, for heaven's sake, old boy, take me there.
Not until I get ready. Now, you just sit there and button your lip.
Madame Vouvray, there's one little thing that puzzles me.
Oui, monsieur?
How were you able to obtain the money in order to make this trip?
Well, you see, we have been able to save a little, scrape together a little here and there.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together all through the war, you know, entertaining our boys.
I see.
Oh, this,
Probably your call, Inspector.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come along, Bertie.
Oh, dash it all. Oh, nice going.
Hello? Inspector Dan speaking. Yeah. You don't say. Well, what do you know? You don't say. Fine. Great. You don't say. Okay, goodbye. You can sit down again, Bertie.
Thanks. No end, old chap.
That was headquarters calling.
You don't say.
I did. They had the autopsy.
Yes?
They found the poison.
They did? What was it?
Kernite.
Kernite.
Funny thing, though, there wasn't very much in the stomach.
Did they analyze the contents of the belladonna bottle?
Yep.
What was it?
Belladonna, just like you said, a weak solution.
How about fingerprints?
Plenty of them.
Where?
On the belladonna bottle.
Well, there's nothing strange about that.
That's what you think. There was plenty of fingerprints, all right, but only a couple of them were Yvonne's.
So? Whose were they?
Mine.
Inspector, did you handle that bottle?
Well, I guess I must have. There were some other ones, though, but nobody knows
who.
Well,
it doesn't make any difference. It wasn't belladonna that killed her anyway.
Could have been my fingerprints, old chap. I bought Yvonne a bottle of the stuff at the Jolly Old Ship store.
When I get you down to the clink, I'll just check up and see.
Madame Vouvray, you must have some connections over here in America who arranged your bookings. Would you mind telling us who they are?
Oh, but no, monsieur. Our engagements were arranged in France. Oh, but wait. There is one I know.
Yes, who?
Monsieur Max Armand. He is the conductor at the theater where we shall dance.
Oh, and just how well do you know this, Max Armand?
Oh, Max was with us in France during all the war. It was because of that, because he knew all of our routine, that he was hired at the theater.
I see. And he preceded you over here?
Oh, yes, nearly 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Had this Max any reason to hate any of the members of your troupe?
Of course not. However, you will find him a peculiar person.
Peculiar? In what way, madame?
Well, Max suffered very much during the occupation. After nearly starving to death, he was forced to sustain himself by hunting out and killing cats.
And now back to Glenn Langan for the third act of
Mystery is My Hobby.
Now, gentlemen, we will try the second movement. Allegro agitato, if you please.
There must be Armand there.
Yes, Inspector. Maestro, one moment, please.
What is it? Why, you? Can you not see I'm very busy?
I just wish to speak to you for a moment, monsieur.
I have not the time while rehearsing the ballet. Now get out, get out, get out.
Just a minute, you. I'm Inspector Noah Danton of the New York Police.
The police?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do you want? I guess I will talk to you. Gentlemen of the orchestra, as your Monsieur Petrello says, take five.
Yeah, that's much better.
The police, eh? It was that pig of a Madame Vouvray who sent you to me, was it not?
As a matter of fact, it was.
No, God. If it were for me to kill anyone, it would be she, not my poor little Ivan, Maxine, Marie, Yvette.
How did you know those dames were killed?
I was to meet the boat. I've seen the captain. Oh, my poor enfant.
Apparently, you don't care much for the fair Annette Vouvray.
She's a pig. And to think that to her I was one time so much in love.
You and she were in love?
All my life she has brought me nothing but misery. Now, sis. Oh, monsieur, she's too much.
Yes, well, you tell us something about this misery.
First, she throws me under for this Captain Bouvre.
Yes, what do you mean by that?
It was for love of his money that she yielded me. He was a very rich man.
But his money could have done Madame Bouvre very much good after the Germans came.
So it would seem, monsieur, but I do not know how she did it. But all through the occupation, she lives a life of, O'Toole?
Riley. Inspector.
She's a mercenary, greedy, money-loving pig.
Yeah? Then if you hate this Madame Bouvre so much, how come you took this job directing the orchestra for a ballet?
A man has to work in order to eat. Even in your so wonderful America.
So you knew all these girls that have been killed, eh?
Monsieur.
And you hate this Annette girl?
Very much, monsieur.
I don't suppose that you could have engineered all this business so that she would have to break up her company and go back to France. Now, could you, Armand?
Oh, but certainly
But
not.
You said you'd like to kill this Annette, now, didn't you?
I do not know. Maybe I did.
Well, would you? Would you?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Then maybe you poisoned Marie and Maxine on the boat.
But I wasn't on the boat.
Then maybe you had the poison shipped to them while they were still over in France, mailed them some candy or something.
But I didn't.
Well, I can't figure out is, well, how you pushed the other gal overboard when you weren't on the boat. How did you do that?
Inspector, don't you think you're acting a bit silly?
You'll let me handle this, Bart. I get this guy on the run.
All right. It's your funeral.
Here's your mean. I've got it. You had a Confederate on that boat. You paid somebody to push the girl over.
Now, who would that be?
How do I know? Maybe Burlingame Birdie here.
Me? Don't be an ass.
Oh, getting your dandruff up, and I too, eh? Maybe that's just what happened. I think I'll just arrest you for murder, Mr. Max Armand, and take you down to headquarters where I can sweat the truth out of you.
Inspector, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
You haven't one shred of evidence.
Oh, haven't I? Just take a look at this Armand's eyes, will you, Barnes?
Yes, go on.
See how big and shiny they are? Well, I got a hunch this Armand fella's using belladonna, too.
By George, I believe you're right, Inspector. You can chalk one up against me. I hadn't even noticed.
What do you think now?
Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to bring him along, and we'll all go back and have another talk with the fair Annette.
Now, wait a minute. Mind you, I'm getting sick and tired of all this.
Shut up, Bertie. I just handcuff Armand to your other arm. Here. Come over here, Armand.
You're making a big mistake, monsieur.
Welcome, old chap. Join the jolly old chain.
Wondering how Madame Bouvre will greet you, Armand.
Do not let her to me get too close. I will spit her in the face.
Oh, I say, that is disgusting.
Shut up, Bertie.
Oh, you are back, Monsieur Drake. Well, and you have brought Maxie with you. Come in, please.
Name of a name, it is to you I have to thank for all this, eh?
Oh, what is the matter with poor Max, Monsieur? The handcuff?
If I could see you alone, Madame.
Well, certainly. However, I have nothing but my boudoir.
That'll do. Come on.
You will have the chair, monsieur. I'll sit on the bed.
Thank you.
A drink, monsieur. I have some very fine cognac here on the dresser.
Oh, thank you very much. Don't mind if I do them. You know, you're very beautiful, Annette.
Thank you, monsieur. And you are not what they call unhandsome.
Oh, thank you, madame. Well, here's to La Belle France.
La Belle France. Now, monsieur, would you please tell me why you have my poor Max in jail?
The good inspectors arrested him for the murder of Mademoiselle Yvonne.
No, monsieur.
Yes, madame.
Oh, but poor Max. But, oui, I can't believe it. He is so bitter. He imagines he has been wronged so terribly. Oh, but how could he have tons of murders, those on the boat, I mean?
That's something for the inspector to figure out, I'm afraid.
Oh, you Americans. You are so brave, so clever. Ah, at last. Now it is all finished. My girls are safe again.
Yes, ma'am. They're safe. I can guarantee you there will be no further murder.
Monsieur, do you mind if I kiss you?
Not at all. I think I might rather like it.
Monsieur Drake.
One moment, please, Annette. Your eyes.
My eyes?
Yes, when I kiss you, I'd like to see your eyes all wide and shiny like they were this morning when I first met you.
But, monsieur,
perhaps a few drops of belladonna?
Belladonna?
Yes, it's in your bag here. I'll get it for you.
No, monsieur. You must not touch it.
Touch the bottle, I won't, my dear. I'm much more careful than the inspector. I'll just use my handkerchief, open the bottle, and smell it.
Monsieur.
Just as I supposed. My dear, I'm afraid we're going to have to dispense with that kiss. Come on, the inspector's waiting.
Very well. I go.
Come, Madame Bouvray.
Are you ready to go, Bart?
Yes, Inspector, we're quite ready.
Huh? Madame Bouvray coming too?
Yes, indeed, Inspector. You may add her to your list.
But what? Why?
Smell this, Inspector.
Eh?
Be careful. Don't touch the bottle. Fingerprints, you know.
I won't. Whew. Smells like dead rats.
Doesn't it, Inspector?
Hey, that's Kernite.
Huh?
What's it doing in a belladonna bottle?
Inspector, do you always believe what you read on the label?
Well, I'll be...
Don't say it. There's still a lady present. And now, if you have another handcuff, we can put the farinet on the end of your line.
Oh, no, you don't. I've had enough of the silly business, and I can't stand any more. You're not going to add another link to this chain.
What can you do to stab me?
I'll confess, that's what.
Confess to what?
To something more serious than selling silly old fake stocks. And you'll have to extradite me back to England.
Oh, yeah? Huh?
I'm wanted in London for murder.
Murder?
Right. I'm not Burlingame Bertie at all. I'm really Jack the Ripper.
And now back to Glenn Langan for the conclusion of...
Mystery is my hobby.
Come along, Bertie. We gotta make that boat.
Oh, right. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, it's too bad you had to confess. I was just beginning to like you.
I was sort of attached to you in the cell phone, boy.
Bart, you were sure right about that belladonna bottle. The one you took from Madame Bouvray was full of kernite.
Mm-hmm.
And there were fingerprints all over it.
Who's?
Madame Bouvray's.
And who else's?
Yvonne's?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You see... Madame Bouvray substituted her bottle of kernite for Yvonne's belladonna. After the murder, while the bags were open for inspection, it was a simple matter for her to switch back to the original bottle.
Well, what I can't see is how Madame Bouvray got the girls to take this stuff. The autopsy didn't show a drop of it in the stomach.
Through their eyes, Inspector.
Their eyes?
Yes. The girls themselves put it in their own eyes, thinking it was belladonna. One drop of kernite in the eye will kill in just 3 seconds.
Yeah. What made you suspicious of the redhead in the first place?
The troops' expensive wardrobe, for one thing. You know that while the Germans held France, they confiscated everything of any value, especially clothing.
Well?
Well, to be able to hang on to all that stuff, somebody in the troop had to be a collaborationist.
Well, what made you think it was Madame Bouvray?
Because she lied to me, Inspector, when she showed me that St. Christopher's medal that she claimed her husband carried to his death in the burning aeroplane.
Oh, how could you tell that?
Because in a fire that hot, that medal would have been melted into a nugget. And there wasn't a sign even of a burn on it.
All right, so what? What has Madame Bouvray's being a collaborationist got to do with all these killings?
Don't you see, Inspector?
No, I don't see.
The girls knew her for what she was and were threatening to turn her over to the authorities. Very simple, isn't it? She's about ready to sail, Inspector. You better get your prisoner aboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Guess I had.
Goodbye, Bertie.
Bless you, dear boy.
You know, you aren't fooling me a bit, Bertie. You're not guilty of those murders you confessed to.
I'm not. And what makes you think that, old boy?
Oh, it's simple, old boy. Because mystery is my hobby.